Well, to get the latest from Geneva itself, we're now joined by my colleague, Homa Lesgi, who is on the ground there right now. Homa, tell us about how these preliminary meetings have been going, and do we have any details about what was discussed in those meetings?
Well, I'll start with the Facebook message that's been put up by the Iranian Foreign Minister, Mr. Mohammad Javad Zarif. In his Facebook message, he does regularly give messages about what he's been up to during his political meetings, and he said that he's already held a private meeting with the Deputy Foreign Minister of China as well as the Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, part of the bilateral meetings that are taking place after, of course, the meeting between Mr. Zarif and Ms. Ashton, and after the first session of talks between Iran and the P5+1 that lasted for some 5 to 10 minutes, we're hearing. Just ahead of this interview, before this, we had Catherine Ashton's spokesperson, Michael Mann, also giving a press briefing. And he was asked why this session was so short, just a couple of minutes. He said this does not in any way say that the meeting was not constructive. He described the talks, especially between Iran's Zarif and the EU's Catherine Ashton, as very positive and constructive, and he had a very optimistic tone about the process of talks and where they're going to. He was asked, and I also asked him about this in our interview with him, whether the P5+1, or as he prefers to call it, the EU3+3, is actually united in its approach towards Tehran, or is facing disunity. He denied reports that there is disunity and there is differences of opinion between the P5+1. He said that they do agree on the way that they have to deal with the Iranian nuclear issue. This is not, of course, the message that we're getting at all from the Iranian side. The Iranian diplomatic sources have been telling us that this time round they've been coming forward with good faith. They've been putting forward proposals for confidence building, and they've taken measures for transparency even beyond their obligations, at least agreeing to take those measures. And on that case, we can refer, of course, to the agreement between Iran and the IAEA. Michael Mann, in his interview with me, said that the P5+1 sees that agreement also as a positive gesture and move from Iran that can help advance the parallel talks that are taking place between Iran and the six powers. Now Iran says we are expecting a reciprocal approach from the West, and something that's very significant about this round of talks and the Iranian position is Mr. Araghchi, the Deputy Foreign Minister, the chief negotiator, he said that we lost trust because of what happened in the previous round. Now we want to win back that trust before we can enter into further negotiations. Today, as you mentioned, it's just been about prep talks, getting ready for the main negotiations that will focus on the content of a possible deal tomorrow. Again, we're not sure how close a deal is, but that depends, of course, according to the Iranian side, whether the P5+1 can narrow their differences.